Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 11 years. He's Vice President for Policy and the Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's our good friend Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me and for waking me up with Blue Oyster Cult. Way to go!
There you go. So it's good. It's good to have you. It's good to have you back, Wayne. Let me give you a little bit of news. This last week, I polled, as you may know. Every week we ask our audience a different question about what's going on in the world, what's going on in their business, what's going on in life, and this last week we asked them what were the five which of five options. Did they consider to be their most pressing issue? And 55% or so said more business. They needed more business. And the second highest number, and as I said in my commentary, anytime you ever ask a business owner, you know, if they need more business, they're always going to say, yeah, they need more business. So that's,
of course.
But I do believe that's true. I do believe they need more business. But the second highest number was taxes and regulation. And I don't believe, you know, and as I say, Wayne, in my commentary, I said, you know, nobody likes taxes and regulations, but I really believe that those two responses to the highest numbers of business, more business and too much taxes and regulations, I don't believe that was gratuitous. I think that was really honest. What do you think?
No, I think they mean it, and it's true, and I think, unfortunately, some of the figures bear it out. You know, we have talked a lot about regulation on the show, and I've always said that the way I see things now, if we're missing regulations on the economy, you know, the labor regulations, the energy regulations, and so forth, and even the state and local regulations that are driving a lot of businesses crazy, too. But on the federal side of things, I felt for a long time if we're ignoring that, we're missing the biggest part of government's role in the economy, and even more than tax and spending. I feel like now it's gotten so heavy that we could balance the budget, we could do a lot of good things tax-wise, but there's so many kind of regulatory rocks on the lawn that it makes things difficult. I was looking at, you know, as part of this annual roundup of trends and regulations that I do every year, I was just taking a glance at some of the regulations impacting small business, not specifically what the rules are, but the flow of the rules. And, you know, I always make a point of saying, you know, we have over 3,000 regulations a year, and last year we had 71 laws, so we had this multiple of 51 regulations for every law, and I call it the unconstitutionality index. Well, overall regulations are increasing, but so are small business regulations.
That's right.
You know, every year there's
I want people to understand that, folks, this is these are net new regulations on top of every one we've ever had. In your long career, Wayne, have you ever seen a regulation go away?
No, there's been one time when some of the ergonomics rules were stopped. But when regulations,
I remember that back in '99. One of the '99,
exactly. The ergonomics. Well, there are a lot of things I think we can do about it because I'm not a pessimist about this stuff. You know, I give you a lot of negative numbers, but I'm not a pessimist because I think we can solve these things with the right kinds of ideas and the right kinds of people doing something about it. But one thing I do think is worrisome is every year because owing to the Regulatory Flexibility Act, these regulatory flexibility analyses are done for small businesses. And I was looking at the trends, and there were over 400 of them each of the last 4 years under Obama, when back earlier in the decade, the numbers were in the 300s. So the trends for numbers of regulations that require a reg flex analysis, which means there's an absolute recognition that they impact small business, those have gone up by a quarter. over the past few years.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you. So you're saying that small business regulations, the kind that impact directly on small business, have gone up by maybe a fourth?
That's right. And you remember
that's an increase. That's more. There's one other quick thing I want to ask you. Are you including any of the Dodd-Frank regulations that affect small banks that indirectly affect small business? Is that in there at all?
Unfortunately, not all of
that's them, something that problem, that's something to remember,
right,
Wayne? Because I'm telling
exactly.
you, small businesses are affected when small banks are harmed and set back mm-hmm. by Dodd-Frank regs, by the consumer financial bureau. It hurts small businesses. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.